The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. A lot of stuff going on. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll jump into the NBA draft. But real quick, my man Merritt chose Bama over Huskers. I don't think the door is closed on that, though. I don't think the door is closed. I got a sneaky feeling that there might be a little bit of a round two.
Is that linebacker to linebacker? Reading the tea leaves?
I think sometimes in the way that some of the coaches on Bama, when they pressure you, you make a decision, and then once you get a chance to kind of think about some stuff, things will change. Now, it's predicated on Nebraska playing well. Nebraska plays well, I guarantee his name's going to come back up. But I wanted to ask you, too, especially more specifically, DP, the ruling came down. Now you essentially can have – there's no blockage of full-time coaches now. How do you – if you were a head coach, would you take full advantage of it? Because sometimes guys have ulterior motives. Would you have more consultants, kind of, you know, like how when Marvin Lewis was with Herman Edwards and stuff like that? How would you go about that?
So if my operational guidelines work, I mean, they're good, I can bring on more good people. I don't need to bring on more people just for the sake of bringing on more
people. Oh, yeah, for sure.
If I have it under control, and in that, I have the right people in place. If my process for picking coaches is good, more is better.
Right.
If my process for picking coaches is not good, you're putting unnecessary items. As you said, you're putting lettuce in the jello.
Yeah.
It's not going to add to it. It's not going to make it better. Matter of fact, it's going to be distracting and make it worse. If you truly believe, and you can tell me that you want to add a tight ends coach, okay, is the tight end coach going to make you better? Running backs coach, internal, inside linebackers, outside linebackers, safety, corners, special teams, kick return, individual items that will make you better. If you're going to hire well, yeah, and you have the money. Now, again, I keep asking this question. I don't know what Nebraska is. So when it comes to Nebraska, I can name 20 guys who I think would help the program on a regular, consistent basis. Do they think there are 20 good coaches available to them to make them better? That's the real statement. Because there's some coaches that don't want superstar coaches around them. There are coaches that want to be the smartest in the room. They don't want to be held accountable. There are coaches that want to just, you know what? I want to show up and I want to get by and I'll take checks and whatever checks I get. Yeah, I'll help some of my boys get paid.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're not trying to get better.
Yeah, I think if, like you said, if you do it right, and it's a good way to kind of, I think it helps you develop your coaching tree faster. I think you can kind of actually spread your, I call it bandwidth. You know, say I'm a coach, and you know, you almost can multiply coaches, right? So if DP is a senior advisor for, say, running backs or whatever, and Austin's the running back coach, I already know I got you. So if I need you to step into full-time running back coach when he leaves, but then it allows me to pick Austin's replacement to come up the tree because I know I'm going to have you as associate head coach, so forth and so on. Then you're spreading your family tree.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ideally, if everything goes well throughout the nation. But then I also think that you can get a lot more done in less time and have a bigger return on your investment, which is obviously wins and losses, when you're bringing in, like you said, good people, good coaches, and everybody's on board. Because let's just take, for instance, when I went to Buffalo, right? We ran a 3-4. So that's four linebackers out there. So then you have the four backups. Then you have... You might have two more. You might carry 10 linebackers. So if you have a outside linebacker coach, pass rush specialist coach, an assistant coach, so forth, and the linebackers as well, you're getting four coaches coaching essentially eight players. It's kind of like being in a smaller classroom. And then you can get, you know, you can develop guys faster. You can obviously, you can get more done. You can get into the fun stuff where you're really thinking about how to really dissect and beat an opponent. I don't know how it would affect the recruiting. I don't know if you can only send out the 10 full-time. I don't know if that how that works.
Right now, it's still you only have the 11.
11 to go. Yeah, well, and that's fine. But so, and then you can get some guys that, okay, look, I can bring in a, I don't know,
well, it's what
Charlie McBride or something like that.
It's whatever your shortfall is. If you are purposeful in replacing that thing that you need rather than the thing that you want, and that I think that's how – good coaching staffs are built and bad coaching staffs are built. Are you recruiting and signing the people that you want versus the people you need? Sometimes the people that you need will resist you in a thing. That yes, men aren't always good.
Yeah.
Right? Having people that will co-sign and set boundary for you and protect you from the media and protect you from coaches, from parents having conversations with parents and, hey, you go handle that. Sometimes you need somebody to stand up to you and tell you that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, I mean,
right? And not many good coaches, great coaches need that.
Yeah.
Good coaches to average coaches don't always want somebody to lean against.
That's a great statement. That's a true statement. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if I was, say, I was a young defensive coordinator at, I don't know, what's a, like, NC State or something like that, and I was going to implement, you know, a little bit of 3-4 or whatever. And I know Dom Capers is still in the NFL, but say we're in Carolinas and that's where Dom, you know, has a, you know, a residence. For him, if I hire him as a senior consultant for the defense, he doesn't got to recruit.
Yep.
He doesn't have to actually mingle with parents. He's actually what Dom does well, sitting in the lab and dissecting defenses, and you're keeping, and then he's also teaching me though.
It's like, hey, Jay. And you go, yeah.
Yeah.
My eyes are open.
Yeah.
Because there are people that in your circle that if they go, hey, Jay, you go, okay, what does this do?
Right.
Right. And it's a difference. Like I can say the best staffs that I've been on were ones where my job, they didn't need me as an X and O guy, even though I'm a pretty good X and O guy.
Right.
They needed me as a personnel guy.
Yeah.
Like my ability to talk to players and get them to maneuver and to get in their headspace, it was there. They didn't need me on the staff.
Yeah.
I added value to it, and I never distracted.
Yeah.
I never took away from
too.
It, right?
Yeah, that's huge.
That lack of distraction is important.
I think you might see a resurgence of older coaches that kind of either on their way out or kind of were overlooked because of their age. I think it would be smart to get those guys in. I'm just thinking, if I had Dom, and I have obviously a ton of respect for him, or Wade or somebody like that, even Greg Williams. Yes, we're talking X's and O's, but they're teaching you how you're accelerating me. If I was a young coordinator, to be go from a average to good coach to possibly good to great coach,
removing blind spots,
right?
Blind spots. Hey Jay, you might be missing this one. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and that's huge. And you saw a little bit of it last year, potentially when Jim Leonard went to Illinois, didn't work out as well as they thought so. But I think that was something to see in the future. So we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. We're gonna dive fully into this draft that's gonna start in a little bit under an hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, Old School. We'll be right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.